Farnesity, Word Slabs by Randy Silve, published by Dancing Girl Press, 2018. Overall, they said he had reached a dead end. Putting cherry pits in pockets and flies in ears seemed productive enough. Some labeled it a getup, a costume, a throw-together, a sign to index the sighs, the hums, the whens, the hows. She reclines next to stolen idols pulled from peatbox awaiting messages from above. Switching catastrophes can never be completely finished. Hard right, easy wrong, sliding away from dimness brinking. Unsuspected prompts faithfully descend. Ramped up in energy, speech rapid, desire rushing, somewhat focused, woke up from not sleeping, maybe midday, lightness even. He was certain that another time would be the last time. He had forgotten why, and no one could remember. She told him that the mask, the one she'd especially carved and painted for him, no longer fit like it once had. Opposed landings on split terrains, dissuade instant holdups, postpone hesitation before pausing. Dark black on darker black on lighter black on whited black. If it wasn't for the walls, I'd be falling into a ditch. Charms, shears, growling swirls were excluded, but I did see a ladder. In fact, I saw three. They left before taking notice. Farnesity. I walked into the middle of them deciding whether or not it was lust or love she was feeling. I said she had to know the difference. Sometimes it's easy to be confused. We are all missing his twinkle, the hot pepper. Volcanic pillars eroding from multiple attacks can't always be neglected. What did he want to say to me and I to him? Disturbances equal in pair. Unusable equals inventiveness. Changing change. Traffic jams, towards, against, and away from. They froze light for 1 minute. I grabbed onto a red splash, traveling fast across the sea. Burlap. Lizards feast on burnt crust casted from bartered coins and sea dung. Mangrove roots rotate in descending sequences. Prolonged chants ferment in rusty bowls weighing somewhat less than the moon. No wind, swamp, no boat, canyon, shredded crimes and battered longings nailed shut. Nostalgic foes harpoon ashes anchored in muggy damp air. His seemed urgent. She's quieter than he. I sly to the end. Blame, rage. Do species exist to be extinct? Haunted, half-drowned. Nobody ever told him. Nobody knew. I, too, kissed the hairy larva of a butterfly. Example. He said he was not an optimist, but a prisoner of hope. He said he was an instrument at the juncture before nothing made any sense. He did get me thinking about how things that are on can then be off. I stood beside her, not knowing why anything is anything, not knowing what cements with and without. Deleting, deleting, deletion, deleted. Something had caused the palm trees to wither. She rallied us in. We climbed over a rope, a barrier, a checkpoint. He held his position on a makeshift throne, slicing away contradictions buried in muck. She played for him. She danced for him. The deepest point of the root is where the sap is. Savage or wild, no one was sure. Quirky or plotted, nobody cared. She admitted to being in love with 641 others. He hadn't done it before, so he's doing it now. His fingers couldn't move quick enough. They got on in the reverse direction. He had it all figured out, except where did nothing come from? The last was inverted to the first. Invisible, she knew they were. Complete, yet not finished. Oranges, a bushel of oranges, rolled faster, towards, then stopped. Nextness. Knowingly destined to change only slight, she, like them, stark, firm, takes just seconds in the elevator. Ear-splitting thunder scrambles parched systems stashed into discolored heaps, pushing and pulling more than can be blotted. Rehearsals of squatting, of hauling, amplified, cursed, vice versa. She didn't know why, rolling and rolling, hardly a lapse, hardly a breath, locked stares rival replacements. Silhouettes coated with red marrow returned to a rising current. Encores, there always are. Too many forevers you can't pierce. Violent, violet, it doesn't seem to matter. Core. Between each fry without ketchup, he sipped dark roast. I'm not sure which smelled stronger. Expressions varied with silent debates that led nowhere. If I had only walked on the surface, I would never have slipped. She rummaged through them. It was hard to tell their worth. Yes, being consumed, being overused, is worse than a dirty brush. We differed on when to insert unproductive surprise with narrow alleyways. Nobody took off their jackets. I don't know where he was heading or where we were to go. He kept writing, hardly looking. I couldn't see what was bumping into me, a sort of inventing concoctions. The in-betweens felt uneventful. I tried dampening the flatness. I told him that he already was doing three things at the same time. Her eyes were redder than what she was wearing, and my eyes were redder than that. Compact. It wasn't really an impasse, deadlock, or stalemate, but what was did not halt. Breaks, cracks, gaps, seven tabulations. It can't be explained. The sky, though, that was dauntingly clear. I looked over her shoulder at what she'd written. The lobby was dotted with frying pans and potted ferns, and there were things on the table and things on the wall. Horns, not the ones to heat alarms. Tools without purpose. Some plastered, unplastered, all clutteredly arranged. The light switch didn't budge. They packed up, and so did she. Farness dripped steadily into remoteness. If you want, you can exchange places and look at what they see. Time brought storms. Storms brought quivers. They did make it across. Everything strokes a memory. Everything recalls a sensation. She motions fiercely. He and he next to me, we tried not to blink. Coldness never seems to thaw. They might as well have speared the ice. How do you not fold into hate? Shovel it, shovel it, shovel it. I refuse to pound the table. Distracted by distraction, the smell of mint tea was everywhere. Hush puppies. I thought I could recall like she did. Her vividness seemed so exact. I found myself exaggerating somewhat, or maybe in the end, hardly at all. I listened to her retelling and telling how he possessed a certain magic she was sure of. Every sign gave her another full breath, treasuring each as a clue not to be dismissed and not to be forgotten. I never said anything about a craving. It's hard to know if he ever was there. But that was not a concern. His love was destined to unfold. She placed my hand tightly over her heart. It never stopped pounding. She would not let it. He never visited her at the end. She didn't want me to call him. I promised, and I never did. Her tears seemed to hearten a perpetual calm. There were no more chances, surely not that winter. I don't know how many seasons since I saw her, but I will not see her again. Turbulence. Shatter deadly thinking. Break deadly ploys. Aside. Set that aside. Locations crescendo when no one listens. 145 or 58. Absolutely too many. Creaking inertia simmers in rotting soil. She showed us how to turn downside inside and outside upside down. Rosewood stalks beat against non-stop delving. It doesn't take long for daylight to reach the unwelcoming curb. He asked about the fermentation of unrest and being wronged. Tight between two walls, a half smile, speech strapped to a hardened chain. Filtering distances have to be aborted. Another left to cry on the shoulder of an egg. He hunted with her for grasshoppers. She took off her fur hat. It's winter, and they're still threshing wheat. Friction. He spread out the map and asked if I wanted to go. The planet had a name that started with O. He said he was hunting for a cord, elastic and silver, that led to a canyon. There were accompanying charts and illustrations. He eagerly inserted reference points during the presentation. Formal, quite formal. Questions were not allowed. I had to rephrase how I'd once crept far from myself to the foot of the door. I sat down behind a semicircle of 12 reserved chairs. We were waiting for him to seduce locomotion, untuned and altered. The seats were now taken. Repetition interrupted. Witnesses overabundant at the same disaster. Subtraction disrobed, inciting instances. I can't remember if it snowed that week. She kept toying with her purse, her umbrella, her hair pulled back in a tight bun. He finished his coffee with pastry. She got up. Nobody had come. He got up. Nobody came. Fountain pumps. Fake foliage. Territories. Planned, measured, delivered. Bending, shifting, shocking. Attending, blanking, scrubbed. You could feel the crispness of consuming and the distraction of era. He talked about replication. She talked about unsealing. He stepped, he stepped, he paused. He hadn't gotten very far. She recited a section about constant leaving. She rejected module vulgarity. Slippages, details, modification, filtering, reducing, calculating. People eat and drink at different speeds. Square table with a manuscript. They rested bewilderedly detached. Divvying, erasing, proclaiming. Everyone carries something different. Everyone, everyone, everyone. There, I said it. Delays, they do more than hold us up. She combs his hair ever so gently. Recounting memories, we all do it. Locating whereabouts, we all do that too. I thought about asking her where she was. His liquid breath complemented mine. Two helicopters against a white paper napkin. I heard her crying as I left. A tangled mess. Slightly changed, he chops. I disregard. Props. I don't think they were assembled to be reversible. The seams had already begun to fray. I don't know why she watered down what was supposed to have taken place. Overly leery and overly guarded. It was as if she'd been told to. Sweetness, it can swarm around you. I guess you could say I'm ducking him right now, resisting a like to an unlike, resisting the debris, the residue. It was like riding a seesaw. Gates had been rolled down since closing. A handprint, maybe an off-centered heart, a footprint, maybe a thickened zero were freshly positioned on brick exteriors. He came closer, squatted down and tapped somebody's shoe. He didn't bother to compliment her outfit. Wearing a dime store crown but holding no torch, he was being paid to greet passing cars. Piled up cartons had tumbled over. He just kept adding wet coats of leftover paint, layer after layer, each a varying degree of the same hue. I could hear him laughing in the bathtub. He said everything was fine except that his lips tingled. I tried picturing a stage. Two ping pong balls going back and forth with an old recording of him and I and him. You never know what's inside a zippered secret compartment.